This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections special with one of my beauty queen reporters in South Florida. I'm so proud to have her on the air. And Deidre, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. So excited for tonight's show.
Yes, and I want to congratulate you for winning at Hacking Hollywood with Hollywood Connections, the best reporter worldwide. I'm so proud of you. And tell everyone your age.
I'm currently 26. I'm so thankful for that award. I was not expecting that. It was so awesome. I don't think I've ever won a trophy before. This is my first trophy, and I'm so thankful that it's in this kind of category.
Oh my gosh, it is beautiful. And it just sent out today, and it has a beautiful microphone on it. And we also want to congratulate you. Your new title is coming in for a lifetime reporter as well. So congratulations. And what is the show going to be about tonight?
Tonight we're going to be talking about music, specifically music made by my older brother. He surprised me and my family. We didn't know that he was a producer. He does piano, drums. I knew he was very musical, but we were surprised to find out he makes his own beats. And I think that is incredible. So we're going to play some of his songs tonight and what I feel like they kind of mean to me. And I just want to say something really cool is that I'm actually in a musical right now, and we're going to have the next 3 or 4 months or so for rehearsal, and then we're going to have this big show in South Florida.
Oh, that's so exciting. So let us know. Yeah. And that would be great, where people can buy tickets as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely, when it gets closer to the time, I'll let everyone know and we can advertise that. So just the topic of music. The first song is called A Las Mujeres, means the women, and he wrote that for my mom and I. And I just want to say, like, the importance of music is so incredible. It uplifts your mood. You can relate to it. And music always means something to each person. One person can pick something up in a song that will really help them, and another person will just see something else completely different. So there's power in music, and this song, it just makes you feel very relaxed. It's good to me. I feel like it's kind of a chill, nice beat to listen to, maybe when you're driving. We can go ahead and play A Las Mujeres.
Okay, we'll be right back chatting with Deidre, Beauty Queen Special, Hollywood Connections.
Thank you.
Well, Deidre, I have to tell you, I was closing my eyes and I was just thinking about when I was at Massage Envy today. and I actually fell asleep and I snored twice. But that is what they should be playing. And this is beautiful. I think this is amazing. He's very talented. So tell us about your next song.
Yeah, so it's called Hallelujah. It's also something that he wrote for my mom and I. So it's also another nice, chill kind of beat, but there's a switch up in the middle of the song. So I think it's really, really cool. So you can go ahead and play that one.
Okay, and how old is your brother?
He is 29.
Okay, and is he selling his music?
No, I mean, he should. He should get it all, you know, copyrighted and sell it. Right now, he's just working full time, but he definitely is really talented. He has art that he does, so we definitely do encourage him. He's very good at a lot of things, so this is something that he probably should pursue more. And
well, there's a lot of film.
Really well.
Yeah, there's a lot of film directors that need scores for movies and music, so you never know who's watching or listening that was go, wow, that would be great for my film. So who knows who's watching out there, all our film director friends. All right, we'll take it away for the next song, and we'll be back with Chatting with Deidre and Dawn. We'll be right back. We're back. That's very relaxing as well, Deidre, and a very talented young man that you have as a brother. So we're honored to play this music. So tell us what the next song is about.
So the next song is called In Sequence. You'll hear a lot of pianos, violins, and things like that. And I just want to share a fun fact about music. Your favorite song is probably your favorite because you associate it with an emotional event in your life. And can you relate to that? I definitely can relate to that. Do you have a favorite song that's like related to something to you?
I do. It reminds me of my mother when we used to rollerblade when she was alive, and I put it on and I go roller skating around my area. And it reminds me of my mother. So definitely I relate to what you're saying, at music fills your heart of a lot of things that, you know, you maybe have lost that just brings happiness to you.
Yeah, for sure. I remember the first worship song that really hit me when I was in church. Every time I hear it, I just immediately cry. As though, because I definitely remember 15 years old hearing that song. So this song is really nice. It's probably another relaxing. My brother has a theme going on with the relaxing kind of music. So yes, it's 2 minutes long. It's called Instinct.
Perfect. And is your brother watching? And what is his name?
His name is Steven.
Steven.
Penny should be watching or listening.
Yay. Hi, Steven. Just a shout out. Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk Radio. You can watch us live on YouTube on Tan Talk Radio Network as well on YouTube. All right. We'll go to that song. Ed, thank you so much. The next song. Deidre, we have only about 7 minutes left here almost. So we are also going to your next song. Tell us about that one.
All right. This one is called Oreo. And just to mention, his website where you can get all this music, soundcloud.com. That's soundcloud.com/blackburger, BLACKBURGER. So soundcloud.com/blackburger. You can listen to all of his music. This one's just, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could also, it would be great to, when you're trying to fall asleep at night, this is great music to relax to, for sure. So, yes, everyone check that out from Deidre's brother, our Hollywood entertainment reporter in South Florida. Okay, and the next one, Deidre, we're going to go right to that.
It's called Oreo. It's a super cool beat. It reminds me of like New York vibes. It has a really nice ending to it, so you can go ahead and play Oreo.
Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay, and we're back. So we're just doing a special with Beats. And we're going to the next song, Deidre. What is that?
You can play just a couple minutes of the Leap Year. There's a lot of drums, there's a piano in the middle. It reminds me of musical theater. It's really dramatic. So just like 2 minutes of that song.
Okay, we'll be right back with the Hollywood Connection special. Last but not least, Deidre, I know you have a word of the night as well, and you have one more song.
Yeah, so I can say the verse. It's Psalm 150, verse 1 to 5. It says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals." The last song is called Seventh Day. You can play like a minute of that, and we'll close out for that song with that song for the night.
Awesome. And I do have some also. I want to get you down to Ellen Jacoby, casting director, and Lori Wyman, and do some updated interviews with some other agents down there for upcoming shows. So I'll be working on that for the new year as well for you here, Deidre. Thank you so much, Deidre. And we're going to go to that last song. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. Any last words, Deidre? I always want to promote your mom's book as well. Give everybody her information that they could read her book that she wrote.
Yeah, her book is called Prayers for Believers. You can go to Amazon.com. It's Prayer for Believers by Jacqueline McIntosh, and you can find it there. It's an amazing book full of great prayers.
Deidre, you're always a delight, and I'm so proud of you with everything you're accomplishing down in South Florida for Hollywood Connections. And we are so excited for this new year with so many other film festivals and things that will be happening that you'll be involved in as well. And you're such an amazing reporter, and your award shows it. And the guys over at Hacking Hollywood said you were amazing as well. And so we want to thank you so much for your half hour show with me, with our Beauty Queen special reporters. So again, God bless you, and I'll be talking to you next week.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, and tune in, because next show we have another Hollywood Connection special in about 3 minutes. We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Okay, what is Hollywood Connections? Connections super special. I'm so excited because not even Cassie is working with Soap This with me, with Patty and all the soap stars, and she has a special VIP guest that we're going to talk about her new book that she wrote. So take it away, Cassie.
Hi, listeners. Hope everybody's having a warm, cozy night with all this cold weather we're having in Florida.
I know. I have our little fireplace on at the house, you know, and the fireplace in the living room. But it's not real. It's like the kind that comes out with heat. Yeah. But it works.
Yeah, that's
it
right. Works. That's right.
Warms your feet.
So who is our VIP guest?
I would like to introduce our listeners to Farrah Grace.
Hi there.
There we go.
She's written a book, and it's called... Yellow Roses, His Promise Forever Unbroken. This is a true story of romance, betrayal, and intrigue. And the most interesting part is that some of it was right here in Florida. Take it away.
Wow, Farrah so it's Rose. A true story?
It is a true story. Very, very inspirational true story. And it scans 53 years.
Wow. So Yellow Roses, His Promise Forever Unbroken, Farrah Grace. And is this your first time on radio?
It is. I've been on television quite a few times, but this is different just sitting around with a big mic in front of me.
That's so cool. Well, congratulations on your debut for being on the radio with us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more. Go ahead, Cassie.
The first question I'd like to ask Farrah is, we're going to start with a little bit about Ajax and how you met.
Well, Ajax was my first love. We met when I was 16. We were in high school. And we proceeded to date all the way through high school and a couple years into his college. He was my love. I loved him. He was so beautiful. He had platinum hair and aqua blue eyes, and he stole my heart. He always brought me yellow roses, and that's how this all started. I would go to a prom or a dance with him, and my corsage would be yellow roses. So that's actually how we met, you know, was through school, through someone else. We dated continuously, you know, we were an item, you might say, and we wanted to marry when we got out of school, but his parents didn't want us to marry. They wanted him to go to college, which is sensible, mm-hmm. you know, for him to go to college, but he got pneumonia in his second year of college, and he had to drop out a semester, and that's when he was drafted, and that's when he went into the Army and ended up going overseas to Vietnam.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. I know I'm reading the back here as well. I didn't have a chance to read because I have like five books I've had as well, but it's going to be on my list, so we'll update that on a Hollywood Connection special on Friday. All right.
Farah, would you like to tell us more about how Ajax kept his promise?
The promise actually was he had 30-day leave, and we had kind of drifted apart because he was in college and I still was in high school, but I was out of school by the time he had gone into the service, and he came back home for a 30-day leave, and he, of course, came to me, called my mom and asked if I was around and where I was. And he came to me and he asked if he could spend the 30 days with me. Of course, I said yes. And the day before he left, he brought me a dozen yellow roses. And he said that he would be back and that he would always, always take care of me and protect me. That was kind of a thing with him. And that he would always bring me yellow roses. Well, when he closed the door after the 30 days he was leaving, he closed the door, I knew he wouldn't come back.
Hmm. Okay, so you can, let me ask where people can buy this book here.
Amazon?
Amazon?
Most of the bookstores.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can go there. Are you out there signing books or doing, you know, signings?
Actually, I haven't. Because I just went through a bad illness. So I'm back on my feet and ready to go.
Well, praise God, because I know you're just telling me that story, and that's a miracle story and a half right there. I mean, that's amazing.
I'm very lucky to be alive.
And we're glad you're here. We're really glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Yeah. This is exciting. Now I get to see Cassie with these big earmuffs on her ears.
And you were at Disney the last couple of years.
I did. Yeah. My grandson, yes. Yeah. My husband, yes, he was wonderful. And my grandson got a year pass, so I can go there anytime with him. So, yes,
that's exciting.
It was phenomenal. But, yes, I was saying, do I buy the ears? I could never buy the Mickey Mouse ears. I don't know. Dude, that's not me, but then I already have headsets, so.
they're cute.
They are actually cute.
I have someone that embosses them.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, with your name.
That's true. Yeah. Those are the sparkly ones.
That's right. Lots of sparkles.
I
love sparkles.
So you have 10 more questions as well as I have questions. And what is your next one? We're live, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
I'd like to say something, if I can. I'd like to follow up on the fact, because I know it was a harsh statement that I had made. He and I had gone to a psychic when we were 16, and it was at a big amusement park. And the woman there scared the living tar out of me. She told me that if I stayed with the man that was outside, meaning him, that I would be a widow very young. And if I married the other man that would come into my life, I would have many marriages. So.
Keep going. Talking.
Oh, okay. So when I say that when he closed the door, I knew that he wouldn't come, I knew it. I just had that feeling. So anyways, he did die. He was killed in Vietnam. And I dreamt it. I saw it. I saw him get shot. I saw him fall. And I heard him calling my name. And he called my name like 3 times. And then I felt this sudden weight on my chest. And I knew that he was gone. The man that accompanied his body back home asked about the person that he was calling for, and it was me. So I did dream it exactly when it happened.
Well, I remember I had somebody come up to me. I was working at a spa one time, and she came up. She goes, the person you're with, you're not going to be with him. That's not going to be your husband. And I was like, okay. But at working at a spa, all you do is yawn because of the eucalyptus. And I was like, okay. But no, I get what you're saying, and that's amazing. And
it was traumatic. It was scary. It ruined my life for many years because I loved him so much, and she wouldn't even let him come inside. She said, please tell him that I have to go and eat. I don't want to read him. Wow. So it was very, very heavy. Very heavy.
That's pretty deep. And then you have some more questions. She's got a whole list of questions here, too. And then I'll have you back on as a special, you know, for a few minutes after I read the book as well.
Oh,
and I get really into it.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, because it's very intriguing looking at it. Okay, so.
Sarah, let's talk about the first Yellow Rose experience that you had.
Well, for many years, he would appear to me in a dream. And he would just tell me how much he loved me. And then he would disappear in a puff of smoke, is what it would appear like. And but then this particular dream that I had, he was warning me. And he was telling me not to stay inside. Don't wait inside. Wait outside. And I didn't understand what he was talking about. And I said, please tell me, what do you mean? And the smoke came, and then he was gone. Well, being that I had never told anybody about any of this, the next day, my husband, I had married by then, it was many years later, and my children, we went to a home and flower show. And when we got in, I took the baby into the ladies' room to change her so that we could proceed and enjoy the show. And I came out, and I said, oh, my Lord, there was a yellow rose on top of the stroller. Hmm. And so I said to my husband, I said, where did this rose come from? And he said, I don't know. I was looking out here. I don't know who put it there. Well, we enjoyed the show. We walked through the show. There were no yellow roses in the show.
Wow.
I don't know where that had come from at that moment. I was thinking that. So now it's time to leave, and my husband's going to go and get the car. So I'm standing, and I think of this dream, how he said, don't wait inside, wait outside. It was raining. In fact, it was pouring. But there was a cloth awning outside. So I said to the kids, I said, let's go outside. It's raining. We can feel the rain. Went outside. Standing, the children were feeling the rain, and all of a sudden we hear all these blood-curdling screams. Here, somebody in the show had knifed another man, and it would have been right where my children and I would have been standing inside waiting for my husband to come.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep. Yeah. That's amazing. You know, you're talking about the yellow roses and how, wait, one just, can I just say this real
sure.
quick on something too? And when my mother passed away, and I said, if you can give me a sign, give me a sign. She's like, I'll try. And so I'm walking through Hollywood Beach, and it's, you know, tears are coming down. I'm missing her terribly. A man is fishing, and he says, hey, lady, somebody loves you out there. And I went, what? And I looked over, and I was crying, and I just missed her so much. It was the day after. And I looked down, there were 12 long stem roses around me in a horseshoe. Now, they could have fallen off a boat, but when I picked them up, I have no idea. I just walked right into them, did not see them in front of me, and I looked over, and I just said, okay, thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
But you're saying that you had the same thing up here of a yellow rose.
53 years he has sent
wow.
me.
Yes.
Sometimes they've been so weird. Like one time I was in Miami going to a show, and I was at a stoplight in the passenger seat, and a man knocked on the car door. And I looked, and it startled me. And we pulled the window down just a little bit, and he says, "I have something for you." And I said, "You do?" And he gave me a yellow rose. So they come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I have never asked for a sign. I have never asked him for anything.
That's
only
just showing,
once.
I believe that he's showing that he's still around. You know, I mean, even though that they're in heaven and they're, I just believe that the spirit is always around you.
Well, you know, when my mom died, I got a bouquet of flowers from Ohio, from where she was from, and they were all white and purple. And this is when I was really, really sick. And I laid down on the couch, and I was thinking of Ajax, and I was saying to him, "She's finally gone," because my mother was very, very cruel to me all through my life. And I closed my eyes, and when I woke up, I looked at the flowers, and I thought, "Can't be." There was a yellow rose in the back of the bouquet.
That's, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. So, you know, I mean, you're giving a lot of people hope out there as well when they're hearing this. You know what I'm
there
saying?
There is hope. And, yes. You know, if you take the high road, if you don't falter and take the high road, you always come out better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've had to do all my life. You know, I've had so many challenges. And each challenge that came, I thought, if I do this or if I do that, the high road,
mm-hmm.
it works out better.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. This is... gives you chills.
It does. You know, I'm looking at the back of your book here, and I just want to say this. You were born and raised in Ohio, moved to Florida at the age of 36 to start a new life with your four children, even a very small child when you were a child. I always knew one day I would write a book, having overcome many obstacles in my life. I never lost sight of the fact that each and every one of us have a reason for being here, a responsibility to deal with, desire to fulfill, never having experience in writing you never wrote before, my desire to tell my story.
Yes.
Do you know how many people would love to tell their story and they don't know how to do it? How did you get this amazing book and the beautiful cover? I mean, how did that all come about?
I designed the cover.
Okay. Did you have a publisher with you? Or
No, I did it myself. I did have an editor who screamed,
mm-hmm.
"Oh my God, who wrote this?"
Well, that's a question I have. I mean, too, I know Lisa's out there and she's going to write a book about her life and, you know, people that, you know, are, you know, have to spell check all the time.
You know, there was a time when I was writing the book and I was writing on the computer and I'm typing.
What program did you use? By chance, like, because other listeners out there saying, "I maybe want to do this." Is there a program that you used or just Word?
No, just Word.
Did you really?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Oh,
that's
wow.
That's why the editor screamed.
Okay.
I would type, and sometimes I would type, and I didn't, an hour later, I didn't know what I had typed. He was coming through me. Ajax wanted this story told. And as I was typing, one particular instance is I typed a French quote.
Hmm.
And I had to go look it up because I had no idea what it was.
Wow. And how long did it take you to write this book?
15 months.
Really?
Constant. Well, it's a large book.
It is. And how many pages is it? I'm looking
389 or
something like that, mm-hmm. Yes. And I also want to say, too, because I just love this here on the thing here. And so you had a psychic prediction that haunts a young girl, causing her to confusion and fear. Having a limited time to fulfill a dream, her childhood sweetheart makes her a promise before his death. Tragedy continues, and she makes a decision to go for safety of her children, leaving your hometown a borrowed car. Wow. What landmines
well,
do you have to jump
over? My son was in a car accident 2 weeks prior to us leaving. No one knew I was leaving, not even my mother. I petitioned to the court to take my children out of the state, mm-hmm. and because I had gotten a divorce by then. And if I wasn't able to leave to come to Florida, then I was going to have the truck take my furniture to Houston. I was just gonna hide.
Wow.
Because they, you know, he was very abusive. It's in the book what he did to the children and how he played with their minds.
Oh, so you wrote everything about your life. And, you know, I had friends that wrote books in California, and it's always something for their children and their grandchildren to read. And I think everybody should write something about their life to continue to say, oh my gosh, you know, my Gigi did this. Wow, she's like an Auntie Mame.
Yes. You
know? But look what you went through. And then upon his death, you became aware entire 20 years of marriage was full of lies and deception and his government ties. So you found out more about him.
I was remarried at that point, and the man treated me like an absolute queen. I was his, as he used to say, you're the only pure thing in my life. And 20 years we were married, a little over 20 years. We dated for 2 or 3 years before we got married. And when he was dying in the hospital, he was in the VA hospital, I thought that I was Princess Diana because the nurses were bringing me coffee and food and talking to me. And that's when I became aware that something's up, something's wrong. He's got private room and this and that. And through a really, really freaky, through the source that I found out that he was government. Yeah. You have to read the book to find out how I found out, because there's no way by telling someone they can realize the impact of this particular person being able to tell me everything about my husband.
Yeah. You know, Cassie, you were talking about we should start a book club under Hollywood Connections, because people send me so many books that want to be into movies as well, and we're working on one right now on something that's trying to go through, and we had some meetings. So you never know. I know there's a lot of film directors out there, and would you like to see this into a movie?
It will be a movie.
It will be. It's going to be a movie.
Right. Well, how many people can sit here and say that they have a soul that sends them roses? That's called a port.
Mm-hmm.
And a port means to receive a material object from the deceased, mm-hmm. from a soul. How many women can say that? How many women can say that someone loved them that much?
Wow, that's a Valentine's story already. Oh, before, yeah. Valentine's story.
That's,
you know,
right, that's right.
Amazing. I know, Cassie, you have some more. I know, it goes so fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Way too fast. I know.
Well, I have, you know, Cassie has asked me over and over again, how did I write this? When? What inspired me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what inspired me is, since my husband has been gone, I mean, he's been dead for 15 years, I have met a foreign-speaking man, cute as a goose. I mean, he is adorable.
Is he French?
No.
It's in the book.
It's in the book. He's gorgeous. He's yummy. But anyways, a rose appeared, and he saw it, and he saw that it came from nowhere, and there it was.
Where was it? Where did it show up?
You have to read it.
Oh, yeah. She's kidding me.
But anyways,
okay.
When this rose appeared, I had asked, first time in 52 years, I had asked for a sign that everything was going to be okay and that I should let go and feel, because mm-hmm. I had put up such a wall. Mm-hmm. And when the rose appeared, I started to cry. And he kept saying, why you cry? You know, what's wrong? And I couldn't even tell him at that point. So I had to calm down, and then I was able to tell him the whole story that I had never told anyone. I felt free. I felt it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this man, as I said, who's foreign speaking, is so smart. He's so knowledgeable. He taught me how to forgive. He taught me how to let go.
And that's important. A lot of people I know, even with family, you know, have you gone through that, Cassie,
yes.
where they don't forgive?
Yeah.
You know, and they held a grudge? I mean,
you're the only person that hurts, because the other
that's
person
right.
is gone.
Right.
But in my mind, you know, 20-some years of lies, 20-some years of deception, you know, you wonder then, what was the truth? what was a lie. But he taught me to let go. And that's when he said to me, you got to write a book. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Well, amazing. I know you said this is going to be a movie. Do you have producers? Do you have somebody that you've talked to yet?
No, I don't. But in my heart, I know that there's someone out there that's going to take this and run.
Well, I would highly suggest, let me give you some ideas. The Tampa Bay Film Society is tonight, which I didn't make the meeting, of course, with a special. And that would be something to definitely get her over to, okay. to Ellen over there. And then Bobby Hill Casting has women in film that I'm on the board over there right. as a co-chair person. And it's amazing because you're actually mingling with women film directors. You're mingling with producers and directors. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you would do. Maybe she could have you guest speak over there
sure.
as a speaker. But yep. you have to get involved into the meetings of everything. I know we have 4 minutes left. He's giving us our hands up. And also, you know, how much is the book?
$21.95.
Okay. And then also, so you said Barnes & Noble's? In any bookstore?
Yeah, you can request it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah. And I know you have maybe two or three questions left, Cassie?
Well, I want to say that's why I brought Farrah here to Dawn. Dawn has the connections. And she's gonna help us out.
Yes, it's who you know and who knows you. And the main thing is networking and getting involved in women in film mm-hmm. and the Tampa Bay Film Society. And there are so many film directors that we've interviewed. We were just at Hacking Hollywood,
right.
and I met a woman that wrote a book, and the Jobber Brothers were phenomenal. You were there.
Yes, that's right.
And I pitched my show. It was my first pitch ever, but there were women that had books that wanted to get into movies, and they were there networking, and these producers are like, I overheard some things. Okay, I'm interested, you know. So a main thing is, you know, we have a guy named the Dealmaker that's an investor, and the main thing is you have to have a script. You know, bottom line, before anything, you have to have a script of what you want, and then do you know what characters you want to play, of course, and who you may want to play. Mm-hmm. And then there's a stepping stone with that to get there. And they can explain that to you at these meetings, because that's all these meetings are. It's once a month. Definitely, I'll see you there next Tuesday, Anna. February.
Tuesday. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That sounds good.
And we have 3 minutes left.
Yeah,
anything else, Cassie?
Well, like I said, how many people can sit and say that they have someone whose love went beyond.
That's amazing. So, you know, when you have really true love, and, you know, sometimes I'm very grateful and blessed. So I get what you're saying. And my husband's been amazing with my grandson and my sons and helping them out tremendously after their father passed away. And most men would say, oh, forget it. You know, I can't deal with this. And I'll tell you, it takes a special heart for someone to really bend over backwards to make sure that these kids are taken care of. And it's been phenomenal. I'm just in awe of watching this, you know, with him. But the true love.
Well, it was an innocent love. It was an innocent love. His love was an innocent love. And my life turned into a lot of uninnocent loves.
Wow.
And
well, everybody
he was
has
always
to buy
there
this.
To guide me.
Well, I know I'm going to have a ton more questions, and I know I have like I told you, 5 books in the back seat of my car that people are giving me, want movies as well. And it's like I said, who you know, who knows you, and if you know in your heart this is where you want to go. There's also a script writing class with Barbara Harrington. You have to have a script and a screenplay, and these people will help you. I want to thank you so much for being here as
thank
well.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
I know.
Yes, it was.
We have like 2 minutes left, a minute and a half. Cassie, anything else? 1 minute?
I'd like to thank Patty with Soap This. We have an event coming up with Kathleen Gotti.
From General Hospital,
I'll
be there.
General Hospital, yep. Yeah. Oh, wonderful lady. I spoke to her the other day.
I want to thank you because she was on the show Friday with us.
Yes, yeah. She called in. Yeah. Very gracious. Anyways, Valentine's is coming up. And it's going to be a great Valentine's gift. So, soap fans, get up close and personal with Kathleen. And we also have a cruise coming up
right.
in April.
You can go to Soap This on Facebook and like their page and see everything that's happening with Soap This. We'll be at that party coming up in the next week.
Yeah.
With Kathleen Gotti from General Hospital. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Hollywood Connections, give your website one more time or where they can buy the book.
The website is www.yellowroses1.com.
a love story that is true love and inspirational. And wow, I can't wait to read it. So I want to thank you for being here. Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Thank you, Ed, so much for producing this show. We'll be back with our new Beauty Queen reporter from California next. I'm Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM The Heat, and Cassie.
Cassie Jenkins, Barefoot Blonde 5 on Twitter.
Yay.